has advised governments and organizations on counterterrorism, urban safety, and major event security, making him truly one of the world's leading authorities on public safety.
The Supreme Court clears the way for the sentencing of President-elect Donald Trump in his New York so-called hush money case tomorrow. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Donald Trump said he will appear remotely by video, but he will be given an opportunity to address the court. Most defendants at that point will show some contrition or ask for some leniency by the judge, but we don't expect that to happen here.
Two conservative justices joined the high court's three liberal members in denying Trump's bid to halt the proceedings. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral is held in Washington, D.C., where CBS's Steve Kathan reports.
Tributes to Jimmy Carter from political contemporaries written before their deaths, read by their sons. Ted Mondale, the son of Carter's vice president.
Today we join in sadness to honor our dear friend President Carter for his extraordinary years of principled and decent leadership and his courageous commitment to civil rights and human rights.
And from rival turned friend Gerald Ford, his son Steve.
Jimmy, I'm looking forward to our reunion. We have much to catch up on.
Carter has been buried in Plains, Georgia, next to his beloved wife of 77 years, Rosalind. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
A Boeing spokesperson says the plane maker is donating $1 million to President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. A Boston tattoo parlor finds itself in the spotlight thanks to a celebrity couple. WBZ's Madison Rogers.
Back in November.
Typical average day.
A couple walked into the Boston Tattoo Company on Newbury Street and casually asked if they had any availabilities.
You know, it was just like every other kind of, you know, minus the fame.
And who was it?
It was Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Tom getting a small Z, while Zendaya got a matching T. Owner Jason Zuby.
You know, they were just your average young couple. You know, they were fantastic to deal with. They were a lot of fun. They were great with each other.
And the ink was just spotted on the Golden Globes red carpet after the power couple announced their engagement. Now this parlor's in the spotlight. Madison Rogers for CBS News, Boston.
The Las Vegas Raiders fired general manager Tom Telesco after just 1 year and a 4-13 season. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of light snow developing as we get closer to sunrise. Temperatures in the lower 20s, a light southwest breeze. We'll have a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain. Accumulations of snow will be well under an inch or high near 30. It's 21 at our studios.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations.
close me now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, good, good.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. Never been a sinner, I never sinned.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
She's got a bag down a pity for the fine.
black. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
it's on the dock, a fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby, come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby, come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, She's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
The sunshine.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
I just saw her. Destiny. local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus, the rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. The crowd gathers round an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. His mama cries.
It's the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If the sense of compliments meaningless mounds, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Another night of flames and fear in and around Los Angeles. A new blaze, the Kenneth Fire, erupted and is spreading rapidly in the San Fernando Valley. 10,000 structures have now been reported burned across Los Angeles County.
This couple returned to Altadena, hoping there were at least personal mementos to save.
We had everything, like the sentimental things. Like, my mom passed away. I had only a few things of hers left.
A burning fire at an apartment building is still sending smoke billowing into the air.
That's CBS News Sacramento reporter Ashley Sharp reporting from Altadena. The wildfires are burning uncomfortably close to the venue where the Academy Awards are supposed to be handed out. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has an update on that.
Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has delayed its Oscar nominations announcement, scheduled for a week from tomorrow, until Sunday the 19th. The Academy's also extended voting for members by 2 days until the 14th. The LA Times reports lead-up events for shortlisted contenders, scheduled for Saturday, have been canceled. Yesterday, the SAG Awards scrapped its live stream nomination announcements and issued a press release instead. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A firefighting plane struck a drone battling the Palisades fire. The aircraft landed safely and no one was injured. Atlanta is bracing for snow and ice for the first time in a couple of years. WSB reporter Austin Eller has more on storm preparation.
The Georgia DOT and local transportation crews are pre-treating roads across the metro. Russell Brown with Forsyth County north of Atlanta says they're ready.
We've got several different machines and apparatus that can help prepare the roads and even plow the roads if needed.
And Georgia Power's Matthew Kent says the ice is their big focus.
Power lines can withstand a good amount of weight, but when a heavy tree falls on a line, there's not a lot you can do.
The Supreme Court is clearing the way for the Friday sentencing of President-elect Trump in his New York hush money case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
What this case does, now that the Supreme Court allowed the sentencing, is make it final for the trial court that Donald Trump is a convicted felon.
The late President Jimmy Carter has been laid to rest at his home.
I'm Jim Crisul in Plains, Georgia. Stephanie Young was among family and friends who bid farewell here to former President Jimmy Carter.
To me, we will, have not and we will never see another president and first lady do what the Carters have done post-presidency.
Most people in this small town say that will be the true legacy of Mr. Carter. Jim.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage